Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on board. And what a treat for us to talk to such a versatile performer. Our next guest wears many hats. She's an entertainer, she's a teacher, and she's the First Lady of Williamsville, if you will, because she is married to the mayor of Williamsville. And welcome to the show for the first time, Donna Kerr. Nice to have you on board. We're grateful for your time because you certainly keep a busy schedule with all of these various responsibilities. First and foremost, tell us about your teaching career.
I'm a teacher for the Buffalo Public Schools. I've been the band director at City Honor School for the past 15 years, and I am also the band director this year for the Buffalo Academy of Science and Harriet Ross Tubman, school number 31, over on Stanton Street, right near the Buffalo Central Terminal.
Oh, it's right in the shadow, for sure. It's got to make you feel good when you look at that and know what's coming up, because going to be talking about a big event coming up on June 22nd. But just to delve into your teaching career a bit, Donna, what have you noticed as the students year in and year out change? What kind of trends do you see in education when it comes to music? Do you see common threads from, say, a decade ago to now, just that love of music, no matter how old the kids are?
Well, I think no matter how old the kids are or how long I've been teaching, the love of music is always there. The love and enthusiasm and participation with the children and with the parents who come to support, and I'm very thankful for that support for the children. Some of the other things that I've seen, unfortunately, are some of the cutbacks in music education and arts education in general, which are very sad. And so we'd like to keep that, you know, we'd like to keep the arts alive and well in our community, because I think that they bring so many things to our children, a great sense of self-esteem and accomplishment and joy.
Absolutely. It's music to your ears, no pun intended, because I would hope that those cuts don't come, because I think it's such an essential part of the curriculum. Have you noticed certain instruments that kids gravitate towards as the years go by?
Well, as the years go by, of course, kids are gravitating towards more what we would call popular instruments. They always like to play the drums, guitar, of course, bass. But there still is quite a great love for the traditional instruments, flute, clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, which
That's
is
great.
What I teach.
Yes, good for you. Well, I admire the fact that you can do that and that you're so busy with not only that job, but also the reason that you're here today is to talk about the Buffalo Central Terminal Restoration Plan. And on June 22nd, there's going to be a big shindig down at the Central Terminal running from 6 to 10 p.m. And WBEN is a proud sponsor of the event, along with Councilman Dave Fronczak and the Buffalo News. So, Donna, fill us in. What will people expect to see as you perform with your group, which is called the Buffalo Dolls, and it's an award-winning pop jazz vocal trio? What will you be doing that evening?
Well, first, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors for your support and encouragement for this event. We expect it to be well attended and very entertaining. In particular, with our form of entertainment, the Buffalo Dolls, we are a trio of music educators and performers that focus on the music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. In particular, we do a tribute to the Andrews Sisters. And around the local Buffalo community, we service a lot for our veterans in the community. We perform at the Naval Park. We perform at the VA Hospital. We perform with the Buffalo Music Hall of Fame's Musician Medics Program, in particular, bringing music and a little bit of joy through healing. Healing through music, actually, is one of the catchphrases for the Musician Medics Program, to bring some joy and comfort to those who are suffering in our hospitals.
It must be so gratifying for you to look at your audience and see people who are usually in a tough place, you know, whether it's physically or emotionally, dealing with illness and stress and perhaps PTSD, And you're giving them something to smile about.
Oh, yes, definitely.
It must be so gratifying.
It is, and especially to our World War II and Korean and Vietnam veterans in particular.
Yes.
The music tends to bring them back to a certain place in time where they may not have spoken about what their war experiences were, their military experiences, but the music always brings them back. And sometimes those memories are bittersweet, but most of the time we find lots of joy with it. They can remember who they were with, where they were, and what moment was happening in their lifetime.
Isn't that interesting, Donna, how it really spurs that memory, how hearing a particular song or even a portion of it take you right back?
Definitely. And in our work that we do with some of the elder care homes in the area as well, and especially those that deal with Alzheimer's, the music brings so many happy memories back.
Oh, absolutely. I commend you for doing that. Well, this event that we're talking about on June 22nd, which again goes from 6 until 10 p.m., is really chock full of good things. You've got a cocktail hour, mm-hmm. a dinner, drinks, dancing, entertainment, souvenirs, and a portion of the ticket prices goes to the BCT Restoration Fund, the Buffalo Central Terminal Restoration Fund. And they're looking to restore electricity and heat and have a functional restaurant and make it a year-round event space. What drew you to this particular event, Donna, you and your group, the Buffalo Dolls?
For this particular event, the love of the Central Terminal itself, it's iconic, I think, in our history here in Buffalo. Certainly the building itself has quite a presence in our community. But I do have fond memories, actually, in the late 70s of being at the Buffalo Central Terminal and watching my father take the train or watching my grandparents, travel or going to pick them up. So the nostalgia and the great feelings and memories that I have actually draw me back to the Buffalo Central Terminal.
And what about your colleagues, the other women in the Buffalo Dolls? Do they have similar memories about the train station?
I'm not sure if they do. My one colleague, Rusty, may, because she grew up in the Buffalo area, so she may have some memories, but I definitely have memories of traveling and going through the Buffalo Central Terminal and seeing it in the neighborhood, so to speak.
Yes, yeah.
Born and raised in Buffalo, in the Buffalo area, so, seeing that structure rise over the skyline, or if you're driving over certain areas of the city where you could see, and you could see the beacon, and the lights shining from there. I think it's always had a presence. Some of the music that I've listened to, one album in particular, Robbie Robertson from the band on one of his solo albums, lived not too far away in Canada, and he traveled through Buffalo a lot. So the imagery of the Central train station on his album cover is has always been in my mind as well.
So all of those music influences and things like that.
The idea of travel in doing the music of the Andrews Sisters and others from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, travel in particular has a theme. Chattanooga Choo Choo, Tuxedo Junction, Choo Choo Chaboogie, all of those things like kind of center around train and traveling, and makes it quite exciting to be able to sing some of those songs in such a space.
It's a perfect pairing, for mm-hmm. sure. That's great. The event runs for 4 hours. How much of that time do you perform? Do you perform and then take a break and come back?
We will take a short break at some point, but there will be music going for the entire time. In addition to the Buffalo Dolls, we will be performing with the Ladies First Jazz Big Band, who are also award-winning. They are an all-female jazz band, again, of music educators and performers from the local area that concentrate on the music of the swing band era. We will have the Ballroom and Beyond dancers also to encourage the folks in the audience to come out and cut a rug, so to speak. There's no rug there. There's the marble floor, but encourage them to dance. And we're really expecting a great time, a lot of choreography, a lot of music. We're going to concentrate on Our theme is The Great Gatsby because the Central Terminal opened in 1929 and was conceived during the Roaring Twenties, for its idea and its concept and all the beautiful Art Deco stylings and that are present in the terminal.
It's an architectural treasure for sure.
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely.
I love how your theme really fits in well with that.
Thank you.
With it, yeah, the whole theme of the swing era, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, and the travel during the World mm-hmm. War II years. And
oh, yes. In particular, World War II was quite a heyday, I think, for the Buffalo Central Terminal, as many soldiers and families were there to see their soldiers off to war. So the stories that are connected to the Central Terminal, stories of the last time they may have seen someone, the stories of all the engagements that took place at the jewelry counter that was at the Buffalo Central Terminal, the stories that I've read about and heard about soldiers taking a tuft of hair from the buffalo that was there, to put in their pockets so that they could take a little piece of home.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
them.
Yeah.
And that buffalo, I get to see that buffalo when I teach at the Buffalo Science School, because the buffalo actually has been repaired and is housed actually right now at the Science Museum.
Oh, what a wonderful sort
so
of full
these,
circle,
like,
right?
Connections.
Yeah,
I have
absolutely.
I have little daily reminders kind of every day of local buffalo history with where I teach. And little reminders that are connected to this event as well.
That's great. And it'll be a fun event with all of these different performances and some terrific food courtesy of Potts Catering.
Oh, yes.
They're providing food for the event on June 22nd. It includes appetizers, a buffet dinner, and drinks.
Yes.
So it's really a bargain, Donna. For $90, you get all of the entertainment that Donna had mentioned, along with a full array of food to enjoy. And when you're cutting that rug or the marble floor, you can work off some of that tasty food.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And where can people buy tickets, Donna?
People can buy tickets at brownpapertickets.com. They are available, and the link is live. They can also purchase tickets at Potts Deli in the Clinton Rossler Plaza.
Perfect. Easy enough. And again, it's June 22nd, starting at 6 o'clock, going till 10. What a fun way to spend a Saturday night in one of the iconic buildings in Buffalo. I wish you great success, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.